Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
It is a typical human nature to want the best seats in the house. Who wants to sit in a banquet hall listening to the speaker from behind the supporting pillar? How many really want the tickets that have you in the nosebleed section at the stadium or coliseum? Do we like it when we pay for a sightseeing tour and have to sit on the inside aisle, making it a strain on the neck and eyes to view the intended sights? Where is the reserved seat section at the local football stadium? Who wants to go to the movies and sit on the front row? Down front isn't a very comfortable place now, is it? The Apostle James and John, along with their mother, requested the very best seats in the kingdom of God. They knew where they were. The mother of the sons of Zebedee asked for her sons to sit on the right and left side of Jesus in his kingdom. That request led to an opportunity for Jesus to teach one of the great principles of Christianity to all of his apostles. We invite you to stay tuned as we study more from the Word of God.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Make my life.
I began this radio program with the best seats in the house syndrome. We want to sit where we can see and hear. For some folks, the best seats in the house are also desired because of the honor bestowed upon the ones who get them. From Matthew chapter 20, or in Mark chapter 10, we find the account of the brothers James and John and their mother asking Jesus for the best seats in the kingdom of God. His response to them was that they didn't really know nor understand what they were asking for, and sure enough, they did not. They didn't know. He asked them if they could drink the cup that he was about to drink. They said they could, but they really didn't know that it meant dying. Jesus was headed to Jerusalem to be crucified. They just didn't comprehend it all. But they knew they wanted to have the best and most honored seats in the kingdom that Jesus would establish. Their request made for a big argument among the other apostles. And why was that? Because some of them must have wanted the same seats as they did. But the important part of this scripture is the teaching that Jesus shared because of this request and the incurring argument among his disciples. Let's listen to the Lord. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." While human nature leads us to scratch and claw our way to the top seats in anything and everything, Jesus denounces that very thing among his own followers, and especially among those who will be leaders within his kingdom. The world places great emphasis and honor upon those who achieve these honors. Christ and Christianity bestows the greatest honors and recognition upon those whose motive and actions are to serve and to serve the most. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And Jesus laid down his life for all mankind. No greater service or gift of love could ever be given. Often we hear of soldiers who by their own courageous sacrifice will take injury and even death to save the life of their fellow comrades in arms. We consider their act as one of the greatest honors among men. Oftentimes, policemen, firemen, and others involved in rescue operations risk their own lives to save those in harm's way, those who do sometimes lose their lives in the line of duty, and they're decorated for their unselfish sacrifice. Jesus wanted James and John, along with his other chosen apostles, to know that it isn't climbing our way up to the seats of honor. In the kingdom, the honor is bestowed on the greatest servant, the most willing servant of all. If we take a close look at what Jesus instructs us to be doing in our everyday life, we will find many avenues through which we can truly serve. Jesus told us all to go the second mile. And that meant simply that we should go beyond what we are obligated and willing to help someone far more than the obligation itself. Jesus said, "Treat others as we want them to treat us." He didn't say we wait to find out how this person is going to treat us, nor to respond to others as they have been treating us. He commands that we who follow him take the initiative. Jesus teaches us to forgive those who sin against us. Have you ever really thought about that? One of the greatest services that can be given is to forgive the wrongs others have committed against us. Oh, how much guilt and resentment we can remove from life by such an act of service. Jesus has taught us that no unwholesome word or careless word should be spoken from the lips of a disciple. Can you imagine the great service we can do for another if we will bind up all the slander, gossip, criticism that we hear and never ever repeat a word of it? When we do, We bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of God. James wrote this description of acceptable religion before our God, and it is to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. For in such acts, we know we give and serve those who are unable to give in return. And Jesus taught us to share and give and serve those who cannot return the blessing. Let's remember that Jesus had the best seat. He was with the Father, and he is in the Father's house and in the kingdom of heaven. He released his grip on deity and became the servant, the Christ, for all of humanity. He was the Lord and Master sitting among his disciples, and he got up from the table and he washed their feet. He came to serve. Are we looking for places of honor or places to serve? Jesus is the greatest example of all, and I hope and pray our message will touch your heart today.
We stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together, as a family, to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.